section of the Tanya, two very famous, one famous phrase and one famous concept that is probably the most well-known even for non-Hasidim. As we mentioned last time, if you remember, the human nefesh, the nefesh elokis, that part that is directly imbued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has 10 subcomponents to it. Three that are intellectual. Those three intellectual components, Chachma, Bina, Vadas, generate Ahava and Yira. And those Ahava and Yira generate all the other traits. Now those traits, those 10 traits, could be expressed in three different forms. They could be expressed in Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. And when those forms are expressed in Torah and Mitzvos, so the 10 parts of a human identity become encapsulated or encircled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It'd be like you're now covered in your clothing, so you become one with your clothing. You don't really think much today about the difference between yourself and your clothing. So similarly, the self are the 10 parts, and the clothing would be the expression, and if the clothing are clothing of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're taking your essence and encasing it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Olam Hazeh is superior to Olam Haba, because you can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an unmediated fashion. The closest you can come to understand Hashem is His approximation and microcosmic condensation into Torah and Mitzvos. Those are available, especially Mitzvos in Olam Hazeh, less available in Olam Haba. So in some ways, ironically, Olam Hazeh allows for an interface with Hashem in ways that Olam Haba does not. That's also why Torah is compared to Mayim, because it starts in a high place, not just in Shemayim, but in higher worlds in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical and indivisible, and slowly trickles down into accessible Torah and Mitzvos. Now, we're starting from Tes Amud Aleph, or page Tes. Umislabeshes b'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. When you express these 10 components, you become clothed in Hashem, because the rites of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kul achad, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah are one, as far as human beings are concerned, because Hashem incorporates His essence in the Torah. And here's the chiddush, of course. Well, wait a second. Okay, Olam Hazeh is so great because I'm taking my 10 subcomponents of my identity and encasing them in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is a world of physical, and physical is a barrier between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And isn't it better to encase myself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the physical nefesh that overlays? Remember, I have two systems. I've got a physical system, nefesh behemoth, and I've got a nefesh elokis. So wouldn't it be better to get that nefesh behemoth out of the way and just have my nefesh elokis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is covered in physical? Hashem's presence is covered in all physical parts of His creation. So he comes up with a famous metaphor. Shai, what's the famous metaphor? That even though they're physical barriers, you're still engaged in a very deep, I don't want to say the word, I'll give it away, embrace. What do we call that? Very, very famous phrase from Sefer HaTanya. Kimechabek es hamelech. Have you ever heard that one? Kimechabek es hamelech. It's like giving a hug to someone. When you give a hug to someone, is it body against body? No. You're wearing clothing, that person's wearing clothing. But you still feel that embrace. So even though in this world our nefesh behemoth is overlaid by, and nefesh elokis is overlaid by nefesh behemoth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is overlaid by physicality, it's still considered that deep embrace that's more surpassing than the embrace in Olam Haba because it's mediated through Torah Mitzvah. So let's read this. V'af shehatara, about 7 lines before Parakeh. Nislabsha b'devarim tachtonim gashmiim. Hareze kimechabek Es Hamelech, very famous phrase. Kimechabek Es Hamelech. It's like hugging the king. Which pasuk in Shir HaShirim, very famous pasuk about hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which pasuk, anyone know the pasuk in Shir HaShirim? We quote it a little bit later. Smolo tachas roshi v'imino techabekeni. So this is where he gets it from. We look at the end of the section. Smolo tachas roshi. What does Dalet Mem stand for when he says Kimechabek Es Hamelech? Dalet Mem in Tanya stands for Derech Mashal. Because Hasidim are using some very, very graphic physical terminology and it's creating a level of intimacy with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but Chas V'Shalom, it could create certain heretical thoughts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is physical. So every time a physical image is used, Kimechabek Es Hamelech, Dalet Mem is Derech Mashal. It's only a mashal because it's taking place on a more, Ephraim, can you just close the door, please? It's taking place on a more spiritual level. Kimechabek Es Hamelech. Okay. She'ein hefresh b'malas hiskarvuso b'dvekuso b'melech. There's no difference by how close you get to the melech. Bein mechab. Keep them off. They're off. Kimechabko k'shu lavosh lavush echad, ben shu lavush kama lavushin. It doesn't make a difference how many clothing you're wearing. Me'achar sheguf hamelech besocham, the melech's there and you're there, the clothing are just barriers. So this is the conclusion of what we saw last week. Again, my 10 subcomponents get expressed in, like you clothe something. So these subcomponents, when they're expressed, they're clothed or covered. And if those clothing are Torah mitzvos, Torah through machshava, mitzvos through dibur and maisa, then you are clothing your 10 subcomponents with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you are embracing the king. Perek A, our famous perek. Vila tosefes bior. And to explain a little bit more. In this perek, he's not just explaining a little bit more. He's describing, very important, the supremacy of Torah over mitzvos. Even though Torah and mitzvos are equal, that they all clothe your 10 subcomponents, your intellect and your midos, the clothing of Torah, when Torah clothes your Chabad, it's superior to the way that mitzvos and maisa mitzvos clothe your dibor and machshava. Again, your thought gets expressed in Torah, your dibor and your maisa get expressed in maisa and mitzvos. So the level of interaction and the level of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu encapsulates my intellect is superior to the way mitzvos would encapsulate my thought, my speech and my action. Yes, sir. Yes, so there are two parts of Torah. But the higher level of Torah requires analysis, and analysis is not when you're speaking. Okay? Okay. How is he going to explain? This is, again, very, very famous part of the Sefer HaTanya. In the beginning of the Zohar, Eliyahu comes and says, you can't understand Hashem. Now, how would you say you can't understand Hashem? Yevshal lavinoto, yevshal ta'eroto, mila ta'eru, mila hachshiveu. What does Eliyahu say? A very famous phrase. Anyone ever hear the phrase? Less machshava. This is a very famous, one of the most famous lines in Zohar. Less machshava detfisa beklal. No one can understand Hashem because he's beyond human comprehension. So the Tanya wants to know, why is the word tfisa they use as a synonym for understanding Hashem? Well, tosef is bior, lashon tfisa, shamar Eliyahu, less machshava tfisa be. What does it mean? Why is thought and understanding compared to grabbing, compared to the word tafas, when you grab something? Hulot tofes, in modern Hebrew, doesn't understand, but it comes from the Zohar. Why is tofes a synonym for understanding? So he says as follows, whenever you understand something, an object, a thought, a doctrine. And the Rav talks about this also. There are two components. There's your intellect, and then there's the object of your intellect. It could be a physical object. I'm thinking about the cell phone. Or obviously, it could be something abstract. I'm thinking about a concept. Hispashtus kiddushin, maisa kiddushin, hekdish, tamura, whatever. So I'm applying my intellect to understand a concept. There's an interaction of two elements. When I understand something, look at my hands, it's easier to help you visualize it. If I really understand something well, not surface level, not artificial, but really deep, then my intellect is incorporating the concept. It's completely surrounding the concept from different angles, different vantage points. So essentially, I'm holding the concept. You see when I'm holding these keys? My hands are grabbing the keys from all sides. If I just hold the key like this, it's not a complete hold. But I hold the keys with my complete fist. It's vinasam biyad. It's completely in my hand. So my intellect has fully grasped something. My intellect is almost like in a movie. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Is clasping and clutching and surrounding an idea. That's the deepest level of understanding. But if it's not just cognitive, but it's also existential, so look at my hands, not only is my intellect surrounding the idea, but the idea is encompassing my intellect. Because I've submitted to an idea. I'm not just learning it at a distance, but I've engaged and I've assimilated my intellect into the idea. Remember I told you in my psychological, epistemological terms, I like to live a sugya for a day. I like to live a sugya for 2 days if I have the chance. One of the advantages of teaching Israelis is I get to give shir every other day. So I don't have to move as quickly. I can think about a sugya for 10 hours, 12 hours. I'm not thinking straight, but all of a sudden my day becomes that sugya. I'm thinking in terms that sugya leads me. So it's not just that I'm grasping the idea, but the idea is grasping me. The idea is taking hold of me. That's why intellectual study in general and intellectual study of Torah, Shraddha, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called tafos, because there is an integration between the two, because the intellect encompasses the idea and the idea absorbs the intellect. Now let's read it together. Hine, kol seichel. He's talking about in general, intellectual activity. Kishamaskilu masik b'sichlo eizim muskal. When you start to think about something, haray ha-seichel tofes eizim muskal, your intellect grabs the idea or the object, u'makifo b'sichlo, and you encompass it with your intellect. B'hamuskal, and the idea you're trying to understand, the object, the idea, nitpas u'mukaf u'malubush b'toch ha-seichel, is contained within your intellect. She'isigo v'eskilo. Here's the second part. V'gam ha-seichel malubush b'muskal. Your intellect now is encompassed by the idea. Derech mashal. I'll give you an example, which we'll see in a moment. But do you hear, guys, for a second? Again, this is very foreign to you, but it's even more foreign because this is not what you think Hasidus is. You think Hasidus is mystical. You think Hasidus is experiential. You think Hasidus is non-intellectual. This is a deep, deep dive into the workings of the intellect. And even if you don't deconstruct it along the lines of the Ten Bechinos, this is very powerful. How do you understand ideas? How do you grasp ideas? What's the interaction between when I study trivia, I'm not looking to integrate myself with that trivia. I'm just looking to gather information on the internet. But when there are ideas I want to study at a deeper level and incorporate and assimilate, how do you go about assimilating ideas into your subsystem? So he's giving you a roadmap for real das. Remember we spoke about Chachma Bina Vadas? Chachma is the first intellectual flash. Bina is analysis, das is assimilation. This is assimilation. We become one. You become defined, as we'd say in modern words. You become defined by the objects you're studying because it grasps you just like you grasp it. And there's a mind exchange between the two. So this is a very, very intellectual form of Hasidus. And now he says something, the famous, famous line. I'll give you an example. Okay, if I would have read this to you 3-4 months ago, you would have rolled your eyes. Now I think you understand this. Let's say you read halacha. The Mishnah, the Gemara, Lashura Borya. Let's say you're reading a halacha. Harei sichlo shnei chatsiach b'pruta. Harei sichlo tofes amakif osa. You're grabbing the idea. V'gam sichlo melubush ba. And you're also submitting to the idea. V'nei halacha zu hi chachmasa v'tzeno shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This halacha, next page, is Hashem's chachma. She'ala b'rtzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought, whatever thought means for Hashem. She'yiton ruvin kach v'kach. If ruvin says X. V'shimon kach v'kach. And Shimon says Y. Y'apsak v'nem kach v'kach. Key line now, guys. Pay attention. The Afim lo haye velo yiyad havraseliyolam levelam ishpat. Even if it never happens. Kazen and Shas never happen. They're just hypotheticals in Hashem's mind. They're thought constructs in Hashem's mind. They don't have to happen. They're paradigms. They're hieroglyphs. They're Hashem's chachma. Afim lo haye velo yiyad havraseliyolam levelam ishpat. It's never going to happen. What, a guy's going to marry a woman shnei chasech bepruta? This is Hashem's thought construct. When you understand this concept, O Gemara or Poskim, Hareza Masig Vitofes Umakif Vesichla Ritzano Vechachmasa Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. You're grasping and clutching Hashem's machshava, Hashem's ratzon. You can't understand Hashem's ratzon. Only the way they're expressed and covered in halachas. But gam, now you're grasping Hashem. Sichlo melubash b'hem. You're now being incorporated by Hashem. And here, another famous line. V'hu yichud nifla she'ein yichud kamahu v'lo ke'erko nimtza klal b'gashmius. This is a level of integration that is unparalleled in the world of physical integration. Again, I told you before, the Hebrew language of the 18th century doesn't provide enough modifiers. So whenever the Sefer HaTanya wants to stress something, she'en kamo, yichud nifla she'en kamo, repeats words. But this level of integration is the highest level. How do I become one with food? I eat it. Okay, then it comes out of my body. How do I become one with a human being? Okay, so I hold that person's hand, but then we walk away. And then my body disintegrates and their body disintegrates. How do I become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I connect my intellect with Hashem. I understand its thought constructs. I submit myself not just intellectually, but existentially. I grasp his knowledge. He grasps me. Yichud nifla she'en kamo be'olam ha'gashmis. And this is why Torah is superior to mitzvos. Mirtz Hashem, next month we'll read some of the Nefesh HaChaim. We'll start some of the Nefesh HaChaim and we'll just compare them. But they're veering, ironically, in the same direction. The supremacy of Talmud Torah, even beyond mitzvah performance. Yes, Ari.
What's the effect from this is the way